Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. What if I told you you were just an hour away from true freedom? Just 1 hour properly spent, and you would feel happiness, peace, contentment, joy. Wouldn't that mean a lot to you? So much of the time in life, we can be buffeted about by circumstances, and we can be stressed. We can be nervous and fearful and anxious. Or maybe we just are not at all excited about life. Maybe we just feel sapped of energy and enthusiasm, even for the things that used to really motivate and thrill us. But what if you could just spend 1 hour to change everything? To really alter and revolutionize the entire course of your day. Now, you may have already figured out that I'm just talking about the vital habit of prayer. Satan will do anything he possibly can to disrupt us, distract us, separate us from God, prevent us from ever even getting close to developing the habit of 1 hour of prayer each day. Obviously, prayer is hard. Have you ever tried talking to someone that you cannot see and cannot hear? That's almost like talking to an imaginary friend. People might think that's crazy. But God is very, very real. And we can actually see him and hear him if we really think about it. We can see God just by the fact that his creation is all around us. Evidence of God is everywhere around us. If we'll just open our eyes and take a look. And of course, you may have experienced miracles, astonishing guidance and intervention from God in your life. And so just by things like that, you can know that God is real and you can see God. You can also hear God, so to speak, by studying the Bible, by listening to programs produced by the Philadelphia Church of God, by going on thetrumpet.com, pcg.church, armstronginstitute.org, feasting on the Trumpet Literature Library of dozens and dozens of free books and booklets, all expounding upon God's Holy Bible. And so, actually, yes, God can talk to us if we will just open our ears and listen. But still, that does not make prayer easy. Simply understanding that God can be seen and can be heard doesn't make it easy. Prayer is extremely difficult. Chapter 3 of How to Pray, a free book available to you at thetrumpet.com, is titled Breakthrough Prayer Barriers. And it says here, having strong, consistent prayer is difficult. It is not natural for us. It can be hard to summon the willpower and energy. It can be hard to know what to pray for or how to pray in detail. It can be hard to concentrate and maintain your attention. It is easy to daydream or even fall asleep during your prayers. It is extremely important, however, to never stop striving to improve the quality of your daily prayers. Building a stronger, more spiritual, fervent, and effectual relationship with God in prayer takes work. Now, isn't that right? That's page 45 of How to Pray in chapter 3, Breakthrough Prayer Barriers. Isn't it hard work to pray? Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Fleury has described our relationship with God like we're trying to drill through solid rock. Think about the men who built Hezekiah's tunnel, just chipping away day after day through miles of rock to allow water to reach Jerusalem. Now, do you think it was easy to accomplish such an incredible task? Even to this day, that tunnel is walkable in Jerusalem. You can take a tour of Hezekiah's tunnel. But that mission was not accomplished overnight. And it's also true that achieving an hour of daily prayer will not be accomplished overnight. It's just not realistic to expect yourself to go from very little prayer or no prayer at all to suddenly an hour every single day. And it is a lifelong struggle to put God first and to just do it and to stay on your knees until the time is done, and to get to the point where we're not just doing the time, but actually looking forward to it and putting real planning and preparation into it. Actually knowing ahead of time some of the things that we want to discuss with God. God pleads with us to reason with Him. He wants us to have a robust communication with Him. But again, it does take a lot of hard work. Our ultimate goal is to become perfect, just like God. And what better way to do that than by being in constant contact with God and praying to God for help to become just like Him? Mr. Fleury wrote in the May-June 1998 Royal Vision, "Our primary focus in life must be on how we talk to God in prayer. That is our number one priority. That is how we grow in God's royal family." So yes, prayer is hard, but it's also extremely worthwhile. Literally the most important thing we could possibly put our time into. The most important skill to develop. Spiritually speaking, it's like the number one tool in our tool belt, or the number one weapon of choice as a soldier for God. And if we have not sharpened and honed our tools or our weapons, how can we expect to find success in life? Here on page 46 of How to Pray, it says, "Making prayer our top priority means pushing through the difficulties." Right? Pushing through the difficulties. It's not easy to pray, and yet it's worth it. You're not alone if you struggle to build a prayer habit, if you struggle to wake up early enough and immediately go to your knees in the prayer position for at least half an hour, and then maybe do it a couple other times, midday, before bed, and just keep on boosting your time and boosting your communication with God. And even throughout the day, on top of that time in the prayer position, praying to God and staying close to Him all day long. When you're driving, when you're interacting with people, just constantly being in that prayerful attitude and taking advantage of little moments in the day to pray and make sure that your attitude is right. Make sure that your thinking is right. This is not something that is automatic, but it's worthwhile. God really wants us to prioritize Him. Philippians 4 verse 6 tells us to make everything known to God in prayer. Yes, God does know what we need. He knows everything about us. He knows what we need. He knows what we desire before we ask. However, He still tells us to ask. He still says that He will give to us good things when we ask Him. That's what it says in Matthew 7. God will give good things to them who ask Him. When we're experiencing trouble in life, strengthening our prayer is the solution. It is the way out. James 5 verse 13 says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." Let him pray. And when we do that, when we stay close to God, notice Philippians 4 verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Right? Peace of mind, something we all desperately desire. We're in a chaotic world. We're in a stressful, scary world. And our daily lives can often feel overwhelming, confusing, exhausting, depressing. God does not want us to navigate life alone without His divine power and help. But how often do we try to handle our difficulties, our problems, our trials on our own? Something I've often struggled with in this life, in striving to be a true Christian, following the example of Jesus Christ every day, is just the fact that it is every single day. It can be daunting to exert yourself to the maximum, living the give way, mind off of self and on serving other people, and then just all day long putting God first, prioritizing the spiritual over the physical, but also still accomplishing everything that's needed to be done in the physical realm as well, working hard and then falling into bed and sleeping deeply, and then realizing, oh, wow, I actually have to do this all over again when I wake up. That was pretty difficult. That was a challenging day. And yet, one good day is not enough. We have to string together good days, one decision at a time. It can be a little bit intimidating to think about the big picture, how it's not just having one good day and then coasting for a few days, doing our own thing before finally reconnecting with God and doing what He expects. No, it's every day. It's putting God first every day. It's seeking the kingdom first every day. that can feel like a lot. And so sometimes when we wake up, certainly has been the case with me, I'll wake up and say, wow, it's going to be a real challenge to do it again, just like yesterday. Yesterday was a great day, but do I really have to do that again? And sometimes when I wake up, you know, my mindset, my attitude is not, oh, yes, yes, let's pray right away. That's how it should be. But Satan's always broadcasting. Satan's always attacking. And again, it's not natural to pray. It's not easy to pray. It's hard. But notice here, here's a solution to this prayer barrier of, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like praying. There's an excellent section in our free booklet, Repentance Toward God, available to you at thetrumpet.com. And also this entire Repentance Toward God booklet is included in Mr. Gerald Fleury's booklet, How to Be an Overcomer, which is also available to you for free at thetrumpet.com. But there's a section in this Repentance Toward God booklet titled How to Prevent Sin. And it's quoting the late Worldwide Church of God founder Herbert W. Armstrong from the Good News of June, July 1983. And Mr. Armstrong's just pointing out that we all struggle with sin. God says that sin is the transgression of the law, 1 John 3, verse 4. So basically, we're violating the Ten Commandments when we sin. The very first commandment is to put God first. And so any time that we wake up in the morning and we just don't feel like praying and we decide to go back to sleep and oversleep and miss our prayer, or if we decide to start scrolling on our iPad or something like that, or waste time so that God is not coming first, well, that's actually a sin. That's actually breaking the first commandment. And it is very serious when we understand that every time we sin, it does require the death of Jesus Christ. It does require a spear being rammed into the side of Christ, so that his blood would pour out. Anytime we skip prayer, every time we put anything ahead of prayer, well, it's like we're personally ramming that spear into Christ's side. And so Mr. Armstrong gives a really practical tip for how to prevent sin. He points out that sin starts in the mind. It starts with a wrong thought inspired by the devil. And then, of course, when we let that thought linger in our minds, when we start to bat it around in our minds and consider whether we should act on that thought, then it does become a sin. We cannot keep dwelling on a wrong thought. We cannot take action on a wrong thought, or else it's a sin. And so Mr. Armstrong says here, repentance of sin means literally to change one's mind in respect to sin. So we have to actually hate sin the way that God does and reject those wrong thoughts immediately. We have to identify those wrong thoughts and obliterate them from our minds before they take root. And here's what Mr. Armstrong says. Here is how to prevent sin. He says, instead of material or worldly things, a mature person should use self-discipline and set his mind on spiritual things. Open your Bible. Put the study of some spiritual subject in your mind. Next time you are tempted, try it. Pray over it. Ask God to help you. See how rapidly you begin to win the victory over temptation and sin, and how marvelous will be your spiritual and character growth. So just notice there, Mr. Armstrong suggests opening your Bible, right? If sin starts in the mind, if the mind, first thing we wake up in the morning, is on material things, is on physical cares, and we don't feel like praying, okay, let's open the Bible. Let's start reading a random passage in the Bible. Right? If sin starts in the mind, we need to replace those sinful thoughts like, I don't feel like praying, with spiritual material. Open the Bible, start reading the Bible, and your mind can go right back on the proper track. It's very helpful for me sometimes in the morning to either start reading the Bible briefly right away, or to go to thetrumpet.com and read several news articles just to orient my mind into the right way of thinking. And all of a sudden, it does become a lot easier to kneel and to start praying. We have to realize that God values our prayers. He desperately wants to hear from us. He wants us to walk with him. This is a really helpful chapter here in the How to Pray book. Again, chapter 3, Breakthrough Prayer Barriers. It's not easy to pray. It's hard work, but it's the most worthwhile objective you will ever pursue. It's the most important habit you could ever build. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments@kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.